I smiled and stood at the top of a ridge and laughed, ha ha, at you. You smiled back at me, said, how are you? Oh, it seems so many years, but in fact it's only days since we grazed in the meadow and loved each other laughing. But I was smiling, I was hot, I'd found a way to turn the feelings of tomorrow into the actions of today. You said, I call it foolish, I said, call it what you like. You said, if you can call that progress, then we're riding different bikes. But I was busy thinking, I was thinking of a way to impress you. So you'd stay, you left, of course, I wondered what I'd done. But I hadn't done anything wrong, oh, I'd done things you were astounded with. You were impressed by everything I do. So I climbed down from my ridge and onto a pedestal made of gold, and you said, that's very nice, but is it reasonable in times like these when everything's so strange? I said, stand upon the Bible, girl, and it won't make you taller. It diminishes you with everything you say. It's a fact of life that I'm here and I'm going to make the best of it. That's the fact of a life that isn't really there. And you said, no, no, now you've got it. Don't take it on the chest, just chest it down to me. Try not to dribble with your fear. Everything is so clear. And I found an ideal home in Bethlehem. But I found evil in charge of your smile. Don't give up everything that you own. You're far too good for just a while. So I looked away again, my eyes so desperately out on stalks. And I looked away again, 'cause you were not for me. And I crawled from your arms and crossed your kitchen. I was lost, affronted by something I'd seen. Lost in your garden, I had no place to empty out. Stumbling up the ridge, I saw twinkling of lights in the distance. Day was gone, could be, must be the first city. The first city.